Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Saying that your belief is under oath that Dr. Anthony Fauci lied to Congress. Last time I checked, that's against the law, isn't it, Senator? It's a felony, punishable with 5 years in jail. We've referred it to the Department of Justice. I don't think Biden's Department of Justice will do anything with it. But yes, it is very dangerous to have public officials who we need to have trust in coming and lying to us. But he has lied dozens of times. Usually he tells us that it's for our own good. But yes, he has dissembled. He has obfuscated. There's other nicer words. But he has definitely lied to the American public. And he should be held responsible. But not just that. The judgment that we should continue to fund this lab and that the virus in all likelihood came from the lab, I think is such incredibly poor judgment that he should be immediately removed.
We now have Senator Tom Cotton, who was the first politician to raise the lab leak theory over 18 months ago. Senator, your take on these new documents.
Well, Laura, I've said for months that Tony Fauci should be fired. Now it's clear that he lied to Congress. He should be investigated and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. You know, for 18 months, he's been saddling up his moral high horse and clucking his tongue at college kids who want to go celebrate a football game in an outdoor stadium on a nice fall day, or parents who don't want their kindergartners to have to wear masks their entire lives, telling you have to wear 3 masks, when all along he's been lying, not just to Congress, but to the American people, about his role in funding the very reckless, dangerous research at a Chinese communist lab that unleashed this pandemic on the world. It is a disgrace, and it's time for Tony Fauci to be held accountable.
If you had to...
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. And I'm just going to be completely honest with you. I have been on air 28 years, and I've never experienced what I'm now experiencing. It's not because I'm old, not because I'm physically or mentally tired. It's because there is hundreds of times smoking gun information that there was out there about the New World Order plan 25 years ago, 26, 27, 28 years ago. I mean, the amount of news here is just makes me become dizzy. I'm just marveling at this. They have announced all over the world that you must pledge allegiance to the New World Order and stay locked in your house forever and depopulate, and that you are not essential. Biden is set to announce forced inoculation for all federal workers. They don't care if you already have immunity. They don't care if you have a medical condition. It's just total criminal subservience. You have 2 U.S. senators finally calling for Fauci's arrest and how many years they want him to serve in prison. Tom Cotton and Rand Paul have got more of the interviews you just saw coming up. And there's even more documents in the... In fact, guys, bring in the 900 pages I have on my little desk out there, please. I forgot to bring that in yesterday. Thanks. I want to show you the 900 pages here. We're all going to during the break. Right outside that door right there. So this is the level that we're at here now. And it's just out in the open. It's so bizarre. I haven't even scratched the surface. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27 stacks. Some of these stacks are 30, 40 articles. I mean, I've got 900 pages of that says, quote, gain of function on it. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. We'll be right back. There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset at global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
We've got it done.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We're live on this Thursday, September 9th, worldwide transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we are all going through this attack, this globalist depopulation, the industrialization, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 attack together, and only realizing that this is a premeditated corporate planetary takeover. Do we have any chance of defeating these tyrants? But we have a very good chance if we just wake up and realize that fighting back, speaking out, and not complying is the way forward, is the American way that led the world out of incredible oppression. That's why our system's under attack. It's why the National Archives, the Library of Congress, are now saying remove the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They put trigger warnings on them saying they're racist and evil. Because those ideas that are enshrined there, we don't get our rights from the Bill of Rights and Constitution, but it legally enshrines them. And the idea of a true republic is a countervailing system to the globalist anti-human depopulation, transhumanist tyranny. Now, if you're a TV viewer, you can see that stack right there. There's two stacks. That's 900 pages. I read 500-plus pages of it two nights ago, and I tried to read more last night, and I just couldn't do it because I started getting so angry. So I get why Steven Crowder and others laugh about the stuff that's in there. Because we already had this in some emails, and Fauci had conferences called Gain of Function. He signed on to U.S. grants saying we need to have Gain of Function, and he defended Gain of Function research at Chapel Hill when Obama had it moved to China in 2015. So it would be like saying Troy Aikman never played for the Dallas Cowboys. You just say that's a bald-faced lie, or red lights aren't red. So these new 900 pages that are right there that the Intercept student got has a lot of the same thing in it. I mean, we play clips of Fauci at conferences that are called Gain of Function Conference defending it. So when he gets up and perjures himself under oath to Congress and says it's preposterous, no one's ever done that and it's not true, it's because he knows he has the FBI in his pocket. He knows he has the Justice Department in his pocket. He knows he was greenlit by the global establishment and the UN to cook up that virus and to release that virus and to come out with a vaccine that would create a mutated virus that was far more dangerous and that spread faster. And that's Delta. And so, and we told you all this 18, 19 months ago was going to happen. This is mainline science. It's not like we're just telling you this now. So we now have Senator Cotton, we now have Senator Paul, and I know that's because our listeners have been hammering them, great job, keep it going, saying it's time to arrest Fauci. The penalty for each time you lie to Congress is 5 years in prison. They tried to put Roger Stone in prison for, quote, two lies to Congress for 10 years, 5 years per count. And he had lied.
He said, I know an intermediary talking to Julian Assange. Well, back then, Julian Assange was on the New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, ABC News, Fox News. He wouldn't give us the time of day. I think the guy's a hero. Want to get him out of solitary confinement, but we were just, you know, little conspiracy people over there. I mean, he wouldn't give us time of day. So we were, Roger Stone basically was a pundit here. He wasn't paid yet to host the war room, but we were trying to get Julian Assange on. I know. He said, I talked to Randy Credico, this New York talk show host. He knows him. And we're going to try to get him. He says it's big. It's Hillary stuff. Then I saw him indicted for saying he lied to Congress, that he was in control of WikiLeaks, that he lied about that. Wasn't in control of it. He couldn't even talk to him. So they were trying to put him in jail for 10 years. I had a bunch of other charges, too. It's going to be longer than that. For nothing. And then there's Clapper saying, as the head of national security, we've never spied on any American with the NSA. That's like saying a bear has never defecated in the woods. Fish have never swum in the sea. And then now he gets up there, Fauci, and does all this, and it's just over the top. But it's because that little arrogant monster has been running depopulation and poison vaccines and cancer-filled vaccine operations for over 40 years. So he's got the UN and the Bill and Melinda Gates and all these major institutions behind him. But the good news is all these regulators are quitting and leaving him. Because they're saying what you're doing is wrong. Even the UN came out and said, don't give booster shots. This is going to make people so damn sick. This weapon works too well. And they're getting scared. Their own scientists are saying, you better quit or I'm going public. Like they did in 2019 in December when the head of the vaccine program had an emergency conference for 2 days saying the vaccines don't work. They're hurting people. Doctors don't believe in them. Our front line is wobbly. What are we going to do? We're just given this stuff and untested and said, use it on people by the foundation. So she's talking about Bill Gates. So I like Steven Crowder a lot, and I get it. He has a fun show. With stuff that's depressing, you got to laugh about it. But here's just one of the new emails that is in this 900 pages where the email's called developing gain of function. And that was the whole point. He says, I want you to take five viruses. I want you to combine them with a spike protein so they can infect humans. I've read that the last 3 days on air to you. We're now 3 days into the story. So let's go ahead and roll a piece from Louder with Crowder.
Do you remember Fauci's email to the deputy director of NIAID? It was a Hugh, what was it, Hugh Auchincloss? I don't know. We have the source here. The attachment read Nature Medicine SARS Gain of Function PDF.
Wait.
Yeah. No. I want to. Yeah.
Wait a second.
SARS Gain of Function PDF.
Don't put it in the title.
Don't put it in the PDF. Hey.
You named the document.
Wow. You never called it Gain of Function. It's the title of it.
It's on the side of the PDF.
And the whole purpose to a PDF, as opposed to, say, like a Google Doc or Word, is that it can't be edited. It's the digital version of a Sharpie.
If he was just wearing a gain-of-function sweater, he wouldn't look like a bigger liar.
just has an arrow, I'm with gain-of-function.
This makes common sense.
This is, all references are available at louderwithcrowder.com. The attachment, once again, Nature Medicine, looks like an M dash, it's longer. SARS gain of function .pdf.
It's like Hillary Clinton naming it. You're going to want to delete this.
So I get it's all funny and everything, and it's a comedy show, so I'm not mad at them for laughing, but I'm not laughing. Let me show you what's really going on here. These are new numbers. They mirror what's happened in Singapore, Gibraltar, and all these other massively, quote, vaccinated areas, which it really, again, isn't a vaccine. Now they have numbers. This is from John Hopkins of the United Nations on Palestine and then Israel. And Israel has 2,000 times more cases and more deaths, 2,000 times what the highest spike is in the Palestinians. So they're at 500. They're at 2,500. And, of course, the numbers are the same all over the world. Here's a bunch of countries compared. And there's another one, Israel versus Sweden. And you can see Sweden throughout its history. And now look at Israel after they got the shots, boom, all-time high. And now Sweden's totally open because they got very low vaccination rates and got natural immunity. See that? And it's the same. Oh, well, here's another one. You see it all over the world. You know, look, you can even superimpose that. See how humans are the same? Look right here. Let me show people. See how you see the Sweden? Boom, boom. Two big mountains, and then it goes down. What happens in Palestine? Two mountains, goes down. You compare Israel, still way higher because they're injecting people. Same thing. See the two mountains in Palestine? See the two mountains in Sweden? Again, for radio listeners, you can just type it anywhere. Israel versus Sweden, COVID. Palestine versus Israel. Because Israel is the most scientifically surveilled and controlled and injected group. They're even worse and more of a police state than Australia and are leading the way, which, of course, it's a new world order. So let me hit that first and I'll get back into Fauci. Australia's health minister announced that it's a new world order. And then Twitter and others put out warnings saying, well, they don't mean the new world order Alex Jones talks about. You know, a world government medical tyranny. This is just a UN-directed world medical system helping you. We'll be right back on this huge Thursday show. Got big guests as well.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
The nature of evil is that it must dominate, it must control, it wants to lock you in dungeons, torture and rape you. That is its main spirit. It wants you to believe God isn't real and give up, and then submit to it and agree to embrace evil to be let out a little bit of your cage to then go out and enslave other innocents. And so the cycle is continued. You're cut off from God. Your soul is attached to that army of failure. Of losers, of Belial. Now, evil always grows and always makes its move when people become dormant, become asleep, become decadent. And this is a grand assault. This is the big takeover. It's never going to stop till the New World Order is defeated. Until Klaus Schwab and the bankers and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers are brought down, they're never going to stop. This is a depopulation, planetary collapse where they organize the collapse. They pose as the saviors, always getting more power while things fall apart, promising to fix things if you just submit and become a slave, which they're now officially doing. So that's where we are right now. And Vladimir Zelenko, the accomplished doctor that really first started pushing hydroxychloroquine and then ivermectin from the studies and so much more, treats over 30,000 patients successfully in upstate New York. He was on Australian TV a few days ago and put out information that I'm separately aware of from my sources that none of the globalists are taking these shots. In fact, the head of Pfizer says he's not going to take it. I have that video. He said, oh, I'm 50-something and healthy. I don't need it. He said, if you're not healthy, you need it. See, he uses his surrogates, though, to then try to make us take it. But, oh, he's the good guy. He doesn't want to make you. It's like the Australian prime minister is a conservative, an evangelical, a Christian man. I take one look at that guy and tell you he's evil. And then he lets all the premiers in the states enslave and suppress. So it's the same thing. Oh, the UN's like, oh, don't do the booster shot. It might hurt you. While the surrogates of the UN, Biden, set to give a speech at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, during the war room today, we'll have live coverage of that. And CNN's got the leaked plans, and it's just what I told you. He's going to say, we may have to do another lockdown if you don't all take the shot, even though the shots make you more apt to get sick and spread the virus and create mutations. And he's going to say, all federal workers must take it. And then, of course, then you've got to take it next. So it's everything we warned of. It's coming today, 4 p.m. Central. So they're never going to stop. Everything you see in Australia and the U.K. and Canada is coming here. We're just a year behind. Vax for all federal workers. No testing option. Doesn't matter if you already had it. The natural immunity is 13 times better. Doesn't matter. If you've already had it, they can kill you to take a vaccine for it. They don't care. You're going to do it. So here's Zev Zelenko, goes by Zev, Vladimir Zev Zelenko, talking about high-level doctor he knows that is treating the heads of Google. Here it is.
Going back to your treatments that you've done, in the early days, obviously, there was great controversy about what you've done, but isn't there now, let's say we say proof in the pudding, or the results are in, or the runs are on the board, your scoreboard is there. Why isn't there other politicians or people from Australia coming to your doorstep and saying, Dr. Zelenko, we are now having the COVID infection numbers like you experienced, like you experienced in New York and in the US. What can we learn from you? What can we tell us? There seems to be none of that whatsoever.
Well, that's not true. For themselves and their families, they are doing exactly what I've advocated for. For example, I know the whole executive staff of Google are on hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. I'm aware of their doctor who put them on it.
So when you say that, that's just what a preventative is, like a prophylaxis.
Yeah, so they're taking for prevention, not to get COVID. They're not taking the vaccine. You know, the White House, the CDC, the FDA, they're not mandating for their employees the vaccine.
Mm.
So the hypocrisy is that there's a double standard. There's the people that are in power that know the truth, that are doing it for themselves and their families, but for the rest of us mindless sheep, they're advising to stay away from life-saving measures. I'm sorry, but the data is clear. Dozens of studies have shown an 85% reduction in hospitalization and death if you treat this thing early, within the first few days of symptoms. That means out of 600,000 dead Americans, for example, 510,000 could have not even gone to the hospital. You see, the crimes here are so massive that the human mind cannot accept or comprehend the scale of the malfeasance and the malevolence.
Now, you see, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko comes to the exact conclusions I do, because you actually have Bill Gates and Ted Turner and Prince Philip and Prince Charles and all of them saying it years ago in the Rockefeller plan, and now you see it. But that's the key, what he just said. Too evil to fail. Too evil to fail. Too big. The man in charge of rolling out HIV and suppressing the good treatments and running depopulation operations all over the world, the man that goes to the depopulation private meetings at the Rockefeller facilities, that's been in the news, Fauci, one of the few scientists allowed in, maybe three or four, maybe 50 people go to these Bill Gates meetings held by David Rockefeller. It's been in the news. To, quote, set up world government, to, quote, carry out depopulation. That guy's print me a few of those, Wall Street Journal, you name it, billionaires meet in secret to curb overpopulation. He's the guy. He's above Gates when it comes to actually running things. Gates just is the globalist that sits in control of the Rockefeller Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Annenberg, and all the rest of them that are carrying this out. They're robber barons. And so the mind, after the lawyers and the doctors and the media, people sign on, they go take the shots. And they say, I just want to go to the ball game. I just want to go back to the mall. I want to go to the restaurant. But notice there's always more, and it doesn't work, and it gets rid of your immune system, and it turns you into a factory creating escape mutants. That's the name for it. Superviruses. It creates the Merrick effect. They don't call it that in humans and pigs, but it's known when you give them shots, it does the same thing in chickens, where it makes more and more deadly viruses that spread easier and easier. Instead of naturally getting stuff, viruses get less powerful, but when you artificially do it, they get more powerful. This is all known science. That's why you never used to give people vaccines during a pandemic, because it would create mutants that were worse. That's 101. You know, my wife's a smart lady, but she doesn't read all the literature like I do, and she was at lunch yesterday with a female medical doctor from her tennis group, and the woman was telling her all this stuff, didn't know who I was, medical doctor, about how they're creating super viruses. This is what's happening. They're going to create one that basically kills massive numbers of people, that's going to be hundreds of times worse. They've got to stop. It's out of control. I'm thinking about quitting my practice and moving to the countryside. And my wife came home yesterday. She said, oh, my God, this doctor was saying everything you said, because it's science. And then they go, oh, just trust the science. Do this. When they're launching it all, a world government forcing these medical controls on you. That's the new world order. And when we come back, I'll show you the Australian health minister saying, get used to it. Contact tracers coming to your house. You'll be locked in your home. If you don't take the vaccine, you'll be on permanent lockdown. It's a new world order. A new world order. A new world.
There are a lot of energy drinks and energy pills on the market. And, of course, most of them work, because if something doesn't work, people aren't going to reorder it. But they have side effects. They have chemicals. They have dyes in them that hurt your brain and hurt your cells and hurt your body in the process and leave you burnt out and hungover. InfoWars for years has consulted top developers and top labs to bring you BrainForce Plus, to bring you TurboForce, and other clean formulas that give you long, sustained, focused energy. Well, now we are introducing something that is at the next level, multiple years in development. It is Brain Force Ultra. It is a liquid in a dropper, and it is twice as strong as Brain Force Plus just in the natural caffeine department. Then it's got a bunch of other powerful herbs and compounds that will take your focus and your clarity to the next level with clean energy. And it funds the InfoWar, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Dr. Kerry Chant and John Kerry and Joe Biden and Bill Clinton and David Rockefeller and basically every major leftist world leader, Tony Blair, Gordon Brown, Angela Merkel, they've all called, except for Putin, for a new world order. And they're very specific. A new world order is the UN with NATO controlling the U.S. military, invading every country and putting people on a carbon regimen, cutting the amount of food and energy they get to, quote, save the earth, when really it's just neo-feudalism, the most ancient form of imperial control of populations. And that's all the Great Reset is, and Klaus Schwab's own words is, teaching you to have less. And, of course, the Uber mentioned they all have giant palatial houses and yachts and helicopters and jets. But you don't have a car. You don't have air conditioning. You don't have anything. In fact, once they do that, they're going to kill you with deadly shots that slowly kill you and then blame the unvaccinated for it. And they always said they would do that. Bill Gates said we're going to depopulate humans and bring population growth down to zero with vaccines. He said, and we'll actually finally bring that carbon number to zero and get rid of all humans. And the TED Talk crowd laughed. So here's Wikipedia. They probably need to update it. New World Order Conspiracy Theory. This article's about the conspiracy theory of the New World Order. It's a conspiracy theory of a secretly emerging totalitarian world government. Well, I got the mayor of Chicago talking about locking people up in their houses, and she can get a haircut, but you can't. And you got to pledge allegiance to the New World Order. So I always said the New World Order would be a medical tyranny through the UN using the fear of a virus to control the planet and lock things down. It's in my 2.5-hour film, 500,000 copies sold, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Seen 100 million times on Google Video before they took it down. Seen 20 million times on YouTube. Not bragging, I'm just saying, it's a major film. I mean, it's right up there with blockbuster, you know, top movies. Thanks to you spreading the word. And the film is still, they've taken down hundreds of copies of it. There's still 6 million views on YouTube. One version's up there. A couple hundred thousand views on Bandai Video since we re-uploaded it a few months ago. I mean, it's there. You can buy a DVD for like $9.95 if you want to have the digital hard copy for your records. Make copies. It's copyright free. But, no, I mean, you want me to play the videos of me 10 years ago, 15 years ago, saying specifically they'll do exactly what happened? And again, I'm not Nostradamus. I don't have a crystal ball like Gandalf the Grey. They said they'd do all this exactly. And I've just been here warning you and trying to stop it. Now we're inside of it. And how do they respond with bots all over Twitter and Instagram? Alex Jones admits he's an actor. Alex Jones says it's all an act. Alex Jones says he's a performance artist. And you can't find me saying that anywhere. You can't find my lawyers saying that. You cannot find it anywhere. It's not true. But they just don't want you to look at what I'm saying, and that's how they respond with that bot. He's fake. He's fake. He's fake. He's fake. He don't know. No, they're fake. They're fake bots, most of them. And then idiots regurgitating and repeating it. And so I just counter that because people need to learn how to see that. You see it everywhere. Tucker Carlson admits he's just an actor. Really, where's the video? Tucker Carlson admits he's not news. Really, where is it? Well, it's because most states with defamation lawsuits only let you, under the law, file certain boilerplates. And so you'll file all the defenses for it and say, it's punditry. And it's my opinion. And they go, oh, that means you're an actor. That's the type of games they play, ladies and gentlemen. But I can show you everything I say is going on. That's the difference between us. You know, they go, oh, Joe Rogan, he's got COVID, really sick. Yeah, he's taking horse dewormer. No, he got better in 2 days with it. It wasn't horse dewormer. It was the human type prescribed by a doctor. But you notice Jim Acosta and Fauci left that out. Just like they lied about the story, and they're still running the story, that the poison control is full of people and the hospitals are full of people with ivermectin. Not one person at the hospital with ivermectin poisoning. The hospitals went public. So you see, that's how this works. So we always said a world government run by the UN and corporations with tracker systems in your phones, locking you down in your houses, shutting down small businesses, and kicking you off rural areas, and establishing camps for the, quote, people they're protecting from the disease. That's now official U.S. government policy. They're readying those. And the response is, hey, let's not organize together as Christian and agnostic and Jewish and Muslim and whatever. No, arrest the conservatives. Censor them all. And the left pretends they're liberals, while they work for big tech and the system suppressing everybody and supporting evil. They're destroying themselves, but pretending they're part of the establishment. When Arnold Schwarzenegger, a husk of a man, comes out and says, F your freedom, and Howard Stern says, F your freedom, I'm, you know, say, we're glad, Howard Stern said he's glad people that were unvaccinated have died. Well, it was the vaccinated created the Delta variant, which gets them sick and kills people that aren't inoculated. That's real science, you old man, Howard Stern. Posing like you're some young rock star with your Bozo the Clown hair. You're a disgrace. You're as close to a Nazi this country's seen. And so is Arnold Schwarzenegger, who does actually admire Hitler. What a disgusting person. Howard Stern's against the First Amendment. Oh, you know, he can spew all his filth and be for it when he does it, but nobody else gets it. So here it is, New World Order conspiracy theory. Emerging totalitarian world government. But, you know, I don't blame Howard Stern. He's just like Jimmy Kimmel. They're given a talking point just like Schwarzenegger. That's come out. What did Jimmy Kimmel say? Deny health care to people that aren't shot up ahead of the fake president announcing it today at 4. So this is Wikipedia, a big, giant, 20-something page document saying it doesn't exist. When you go read the document and everything we say the New World Order is, it's all happening. We talk about the corporate roundtable groups like the CFR. We talk about the brave new world they're building. We talk about gradualism. We talk about the coup d'etat. And you can go to Wikipedia's own page on Klaus Schwab where he's quoted as saying, we are going to seize control of the infrastructure. We are seizing control of once elected governments and creating a dictatorship of the elite and stakeholders. Oh, look, mass surveillance. We claim there's going to be a mass surveillance state. Oh, gee, aren't we in that? We claim the globalists are into the occult, which they are. This is like 20 years old on Wikipedia. Oh, we claim the New World Order conspiracy theory is about population control, but they say it's not. Oh, and David Rockefeller and Klaus Schwab, they're alleged conspirators, and now it's all out in the open. But don't worry. Wikipedia has come out and said it doesn't exist. And Twitter has come out and said, oh, you're seeing New World Order? Well, she doesn't mean that. She just means a new system. Yeah, where you're locked in your house and got to have an app to leave your house, and you're going to be put in a camp if you don't take these deadly shots that don't work and are poisonous. I mean, just everything we said, because that was the plan. That's an Operation Lockstep and all their other damn documents. Before Lockstep came out, I'm in a film called Endgame that has it all. And yes, the way the internet's censoring everything, everybody should get a hard copy of it for $9.95. We got them in stock right now, and it supports the broadcast. It's got a bunch of extras. The film's more important than when I made it 14 years ago. It's at InfoWarsStore.com, made right here in America, printed in Chicago, ready to ship to you right now in the Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Get it, make copies, and share it, because it's all happened. And let's go. Oh, by the way, each one gets 10 free bumper stickers like Vaccines Kill, InfoWars.com, COVID-19 is a hoax, and I'm talking about the whole system, not the virus itself, Arrest Bill Gates, Arrest Fauci, Legalize Freedom, Alex Jones was right, Freedom Lives. And there's even more stickers get thrown in there. 100% reviews on the film, 4.9, InfoWarsStore.com, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion is going to sell out by Monday or Tuesday, but despite that, I'm keeping it on sale at 33% off, so get it. All the vitamins, all the essential minerals, a bunch of key amino acids, and it tastes great. Fruit punch, all natural. Great for adults, great for children. Really important for old folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, selling out, InfoWarsStore.com. Please keep us on air. Our work is absolutely critical.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Trauma-based mind control works is you apply the pressure and say give up your rights and release part of the pressure, but then squeeze down even harder and say now give up even more rights. By the time you've done it about 10 times, the people will blow their own heads off in order to do so. This is total enslavement. You are the resistance. Prepare yourselves.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at.
But a year of Bush Sr. making that speech in 1990 came out with this song. So now let's hear from George Bush Sr. from the grave, the Rockefeller protege in his own words. Then we'll hear from Aussie public health chief says COVID contact tracing is part of the New World Order. That's Dr. Carrie Chant, who looks like a psychotic demon, but her actions are psychotic. But don't worry, Wikipedia and the New York Times says it doesn't exist. You know, it's a conspiracy of a world government medical tyranny using viruses to take control and total surveillance. And then she's saying, we're going to lock you in your houses in another club. And the leaders are saying that same thing's about to be announced basically by Biden. It's already being done in Europe. But don't worry, Twitter and Facebook are putting alerts up when you share her video saying, this is not the new world order that Alex Jones talks about. No, no, no. She just means a new system. Oh, where you're a total slave. So, let's go ahead and play Bush Sr. and her, and then Lightfoot saying, you must pledge allegiance to the new world order. She gets a haircut, you don't. She lives in a nice house, you don't. You get starved to death, she doesn't. Walmart stays open, your small five and dime shuts. See how it works? Here it is.
Of its founders.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
Will exposure sites be put back in place to be listed once we are reopening, because they're not at the moment?
We will be looking at what contact tracing looks like in the new world order. And yes, it will be pubs and clubs and other things if we have a positive case there. Our response may be different if we know that people are fully vaccinated. So we're working through a number of those issues, but we will have to reflect and learn.
Because otherwise it doesn't work. So you got to eliminate that compliance and you make a mandate. And then you do training, particularly in the city, I'll call them licensing departments, whether it's zoning, buildings, housing will be impacted by it, planning certainly. And you pick the people to run those agencies and the deputies that are pledging allegiance to the new world order and good governance. And then I think you have...
Pledging allegiance to the new world order. The Rockefeller Rothschild dream. And once the new world order is in place, they inject you with vaccines that remove your immune system. They're not injected. And then they kill you with the next weapon, which Bill Gates said last year. He said, oh, this is just a test. Terrorists are about to release the real weapon, which is the mutants, which is the Merrick effect. Look up Merrick's disease. Similar systems are seen in mammals. And they are developing Merrick's in you and your family. Now, there's Alexander Soros taking over for daddy with George Soros and Pelosi, all looking like the ghouls that they most certainly are. God help us. They are attacking us viciously. A bunch of Aleister Crowleyites on record. Look it up. So there you go. The New World Order is here. It's officially announced. I've got more clips of them saying New World Order. They're not allowing, quote, zero COVID cases. They said they will lock down all of New Zealand forever if there's ever one case. Well, that's impossible because you have pools where these coronaviruses can get, which is birds, pigs, everything else. So it's an excuse just to have martial law whenever, however you want. And Melissa Tate put out a tweet, said, when you've been telling people for ages they'll engineer a global crisis to enforce martial law and create a worldwide police state, and this person responded, socialist XXX, saying, are you really looking at Alex Jones, the man who was a legal case, so that all his shows were comedy and in no way real? And if he's some kind of intellectual, God, you have sunk into a new level of grift and idiocy. Nice. You know what goes on with all these fake legal cases the Democratic Party runs against me? The judges have said, we're not going to let you have a jury trial on the facts because stuff they said in the news is all made up. We're just going to default you as soon as we've acted like we've gone through enough court with you so that you go to a trial with a jury just to decide that you are guilty. They just decide how much money you pay people. Death penalty stuff. Well, here's the good news. I don't care about money. And I can be on air anytime I want, whenever I want, despite all the stuff you've done. And you've only made us bigger, and people listen more by what you've done. So, I just leave it all in God's hands. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. But that's why it's so important to fund this operation, to keep us stronger than ever. And just know this, a lot of stuff is going on where you can be absolutely assured with a lot of great people that are going to keep us on air regardless into the future until they indict me criminally or kill me. And that's in God's hands. I don't want to die. I'll never commit suicide, but it's all happening. We're right about everything. We're going off our own documents, and now it's here. And so our credibility has already hit stratospheric folk hero levels. And I'm not on a power trip about that. I'm very humble about that. I know the incredible danger I'm in. I'm walking a tightrope here. But it's all in God's hands. But we're going to go to levels not seen really ever in modern history because we have the internet and technology, and everybody knows what I said. They know what I did. And the persecution just adds rocket fuel. And God is really, the Holy Spirit has touched my heart and said, listen, you've said a lot of prayers over the years, including on air. You've all heard me 20 years ago, 25 years ago, a year ago, that God, I know it's going to be rough and I know it's going to be tough, but raise me up against the enemy and please give me discernment and please protect me. I know I'm a wicked, dumb fool and only you can empower me. And so I'm an open vessel. Please come into me and give me the will and the strength and the discernment to be able to take these folks on. Because I am an imperfect vessel, a cracked vessel, we all are. But it's happened. I mean, I can't. The problem is, I look at one thing and basically see thousands of things, just like you do, or millions. And I have such deep knowledge of all this now that it's hard with words to even articulate it, because just every thought is like millions of pages of data. But you see it now, you understand it now as well, and we're going to be given even greater discernment as the enemy comes against us, and it's going to cause a metamorphosis in humanity. Not the metamorphosis these Satanists think, not the metamorphosis of them becoming gods, but their persecution of us is like heating up metal in a furnace and separating the gold, you know, the platinum from the crap, from the clay, the wheat from the chaff. So this is a greatly foretold time. This is a magical time. This is an amazing time. And it's a time to run under the wings of Jesus. It is the time to run under the wings of God, because death is always there. That's why we have this symbolism. Death is always there. The threat of death is always there, like that dagger, the sword. But Christ and the greater dimensions and all of eternity and the greatness of time and space is transcendent and flies on the wings of angels. And so, yes, death is there, and humans have a clock, and we have a time that we operate by, but there is something greater above the clock, something greater above the sword, something greater above our mere bodies that are but vessels to hold our spirits, and this is all a great test, so we transcend. That's what the symbolism of that is. That's my art. That's what I stand for. Accepting death of the body, accepting the sword to be thrust into you, and knowing that in that there is the transcendence to go to the next level. That's my dream. That's the globalist nightmare. All right. We've already had a lot of it, but I wanted to get Roger Stone on. He came out 2 weeks ago in several articles and said Trump must run. He's been talking a lot to Trump. He doesn't get into that on air, but, you know, I'm going to leave it at that. But they talk almost every day. And they talk at length, and I'm going to leave it at that, and they hang out quite a bit because Roger lives by him, and Roger's lived there for decades. But he's got the inside baseball, and I can tell you, Trump was really planning not to run, but they messed with him too much, and so it looks like he's really planning to. This isn't a game. It isn't a joke. You've now seen that in the news. So Roger told me this a week ago, and I saw it in the news pop up a few days ago, other confidants saying, no, he really intends to run. This is pretty big news. We'll get into that. And then we'll get into all this other stuff. I mean, I've got such preparation here. What's in the Fauci documents? Senators calling for his arrest and so much more. Don't forget, Vitamin Mineral Fusion selling out by Monday. It's still 33% off. Get it.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.